第一部分，听短对话，回答问题。你将听到五组对话，每组对话听一遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完每组对话后，你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
1. What does your father think of Mickey Mouse?
He can't stand it, but my sister likes it very much.
Question, how does the girl's father like Mickey Mouse?
Two, do you like Animal World?
No, I don't. I think it's boring. How about you?
Oh, I love it.
Question, who likes Animal World? Three. What do you think of this movie, Cindy?
I think it's interesting.
Question. What does Cindy think of this movie?
Four. Hey, Frank. I want to go shopping this weekend. Do you want to come with me?
Sorry, Lucy, and I plan to watch a movie.
Question.What might the boy do this weekend?
Five. What do you think of soap operas?
They are quite boring. I don't like them.
What about comedies?
They are my favorite shows because I can learn something useful.
Question. Why does the woman like comedies?
第二部分，听长对话，回答问题。你将听到一段对话，对话听两遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完对话后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
Welcome to our show. Our guest today is Martha Harris. Hello, Ms. Harris.
Hi, it's very nice to be here today.
Okay, Ms. Harris, you're a writer, huh?
Yes, that's right. I write stories for children.
That sounds interesting. Could you tell us a little about your work?
Well, I have written many stories and they are selling very well.
Do you have your own children, Ms. Harris?
No, not yet.
That's surprising. How can you write such wonderful stories for children while you haven't got your own children?
I spend a lot of time with children. I usually go to kindergartens and primary schools. The important thing is that I like children.
How long do you write each day?
4 or 5 hours. I usually write in the morning at home. I never write in the afternoon.Instead of writing, I go to join the children in the afternoon.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Harris. Our guest today is Martha Harris. We'll talk more after a break. Welcome to our show. Our guest today is Martha Harris. Hello, Miss Harris.
Hi, it's very nice to be here today.
Okay, Miss Harris, you're a writer, huh?
Yes, that's right. I write stories for children.
That sounds interesting. Could you tell us a little about your work?
Well, I have written many stories and they are selling very well.
Do you have your own children, Miss Harris?
No, not yet.
That's surprising. How can you write such wonderful stories for children while you haven't got your own children?
I spend a lot of time with children. I usually go to kindergartens and primary schools. The important thing is that I like children.
How long do you write each day?
4 or 5 hours. I usually write in the morning at home. I never write in the afternoon. Instead of writing, I go to join the children in the afternoon.
Okay, thank you, Miss Harris. Our guest today is Martha Harris. We'll talk more after a break.
第三部分，听短文，回答问题。你将听到一篇短文，短文听两遍。听短文前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完短文后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
The Sound of Music is one of the most popular American movies, and the song Do Re Mi in the movie is also popular in the world. The movie tells a story about a teacher, Maria. She is a young and outgoing woman. She goes to look after a family with 7 children. Their family name is Von Trapp. Mr. Von Trapp is a captain. He and his family live in Austria.The family are very sad after the children's mother, Mrs. Von Trapp, dies. Nobody takes care of the children. They cry and shout every day. The lonely father often becomes angry because of the noisy children. Maria often teaches them to sing lively songs and perform short, funny plays. At first, the father is almost mad.But the children's smiling faces make him happy again. Then Mr. Von Trapp falls in love with Maria. At last, they get married. 'The Sound of Music' is one of the most popular American movies, and the song Do Re Mi in the movie is also popular in the world. The movie tells a story about a teacher, Maria. She is a young and outgoing woman. She goes to look after a family with 7 children. Their family name is Von Trapp. Mr. Von Trapp is a captain. He and his family live in Austria.The family are very sad after the children's mother, Mrs. Von Trapp, dies. Nobody takes care of the children. They cry and shout every day. The lonely father often becomes angry because of the noisy children. Maria often teaches them to sing lively songs and perform short, funny plays. At first, the father is almost mad.But the children's smiling faces make him happy again. Then Mr. Von Trapp falls in love with Maria. At last, they get married.